From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The National Institutes of Health is out with a critical study that finds that treating high blood pressure more aggressively than usual can significantly reduce the risk of heart disease and death among people over the age of 50. Dr. Jackson T. Wright is the principal investigator with Case Western Reserve University.
This study shows that intensive blood pressure management can prevent the cardiovascular complications of hypertension and save lives.
Researchers say their study produced such startling results early on that it was cut short in order to release the findings a year earlier than expected. Bells toll three times during a White House ceremony commemorating the 14th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. A similar event was held at the Pentagon, where five hijackers crashed an American Airlines flight in 2001. Today, relatives of the 184 people killed gathered there to honor them. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the annual commemoration was led for the first time by Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
Defense Secretary Carter placed a wreath of white flowers at the Pentagon Memorial, and as relatives of the victims looked on in bright morning sunlight, he sought to reassure them.
When terrorists attacked the Pentagon, they tore a hole in this building. They tore at places in your hearts that may never heal completely. But as you know better than anyone, they did not and could not take from us what defines us.
Which Carter said was resilience and Americans' readiness to stand up for their values. The U.S. continues waging wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria under a use of military force authorization that Congress passed right after the 9/11 attacks. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
The Marine Corps confirmed six Marines are in critical condition a day after a training accident at Camp Pendleton in California. One Marine was killed. He was from the 1st Marine Division. In a stunning turn of events, Serena Williams is bounced from the U.S. Open. In New York, NPR's Tom Goldman reports on the woman who blocked Williams from making history.
Roberta Vinci from Italy has just pulled off, arguably, the greatest upset in the history of women's tennis, certainly, maybe in all of tennis. She beat Serena Williams today. 2-6, 6-4, 6-4 to advance to the finals, to make it an all-Italian final, but more importantly, ending Serena Williams' quest for tennis's Grand Slam. Serena Williams was going for the first Grand Slam, that's winning all four major tournaments in the same year, for the first one since 1988.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. Before the close, the Dow is up 14 points at 16,345. This is NPR News. Desperation's growing among the large numbers of refugees and other migrants still unable to leave Hungary before the country imposes tougher measures on new arrivals in the coming days. Lauren Frere describes a local authority's treatment of migrants.
Video has emerged of a chaotic scene at one migrant detention center near the Serbian border. It shows Hungarian police tossing bread rolls at migrants who are crowded behind metal fences. Police wear rubber gloves and surgical masks as if to protect themselves from migrants. Human rights groups say scenes like this show Hungary is treating migrants like animals. Police say they're overworked and struggling to provide for all these people.
Lauren Frere reporting. Forecasters in the western U.S. say a predicted historic El Niño this winter might do little to help the drought. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the latest predictions from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration show a mixed bag when it comes to moisture for western states.
NOAA says this El Niño could bring plenty of rain to southern California and snow to the southwest. But at the same time, big El Niño years typically bring above normal temperatures and below normal moisture to the Pacific Northwest and northern Rockies. These areas have been battered by massive wildfires this summer. And for California, too, NOAA's Mike Halpert has this caveat.
And most importantly for California and the West, even if above normal precipitation does fall this winter, one season of above normal rain and snow is unlikely to erase 4 years of drought.
California water officials have been quick to blitz social media and the airwaves after this latest NOAA forecast, urging the public not to stop conserving water. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Los Angeles.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.